Welcome to My Wave Podcast. Super excited to have you listen in on this episode with Cameron Veeman. Before we get to Cameron, I just want to say thanks for listening. And please, if you like what you hear, share it with folks you know. Want to give a shout out to Copilot Studio, giving them a big thanks for the setup and the service. They do a great job. And special shout out today to our sponsor, Shredder Surf Camp at Wrightsville Beach. Shredder Surf Camp offers four-day camp, private lessons, small group, private lessons, parties, whatever you want. They run throughout the summer. So if you're in Wrightsville Beach, check them out at shreddersurf.com. And so here we go. We have a young man here, Cameron Veeman. Cameron, what is up?
What's up?
How you doing, man?
Doing good. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that ran into you literally.
Oh, yeah, you were running.
Yeah, I was running. It was kind of a drizzly cold day. I don't remember what day it was.
Yeah, Aussie Island.
Yeah, you were at you work at Aussie Island?
Yeah, I actually was filling in, so it was very random that I ran into you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't even technically work there anymore. I was just filling in someone's shift and haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, yeah, I came around the corner there. You were carrying in a little kid bike or something.
Yeah.
One of the rentals there. And we got to talking, and I mentioned this, and I hope I put the seed in your head that, you know, share your favorite wave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Oh, yeah. Cool. So, Cameron, before we get started, I just wanted to say, I remember when you first started surfing. Mm-hmm. Your dad was doing some big, huge longboard, kind of stand-up paddleboard surfing.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, he was pretty stoked about it. And I don't remember, how old were you when you first started?
I was probably in like seventh or eighth grade.
Okay.
So I don't exactly remember the age. I just remember the grade because that's when me and my friends all started getting into it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're obviously not in eighth grade or ninth grade. You're done with school.
Last year of college.
Last year of college?
Last year of college.
Get out of here.
Yep. Ready to be done.
What? Where you go to school?
UNCW.
Nice. Nice. That's crazy. I can't believe it's your last year.
Oh, I know. It's crazy for me too, but I'm ready to be done.
Yeah. What are you majoring in?
Majoring in communication with a minor in business.
Okay. Okay.
So we'll see where we go from there.
Yeah. Right on. You graduating this coming May?
Yep. Graduating this May, and then I'm done.
Sweet.
I'm ready to move on.
Sweet. That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I knew you were in college, but I didn't realize that it's your senior year.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
Wow. So way back then, seventh grade-ish, I remember you got into surfing, and I remember, you know, cheering you on or whatever a few times in the water. But then I remember one day you had Joe Pickett.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
And she had a camera out, and you were doing some private lessons with her. I think she's with Crystal South.
Crystal South Surf Camp, yeah.
Yeah. And I've surfed with Joe a few times, a couple hurricane swells. I'll show up and she'll be there or whatever. And
yeah.
So I remember you taking those lessons and working with her. Good experience?
Yeah. I actually remember the day she was recording. There's only like one or two days she did it. So
okay.
I remember this exact day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I remember that. I remember you out in the water, paddled out. I don't know if we talked or whatever. But then one day, a year later, I paddled out and I think I saw Jarrett and I'm with my sons and I was like, look to my left, and are you goofy foot or regular foot?
Goofy.
So you're coming down. I think you're wearing that maroon Visla.
Oh yeah.
Wetsuit.
Oh yeah.
You're coming down. So I've got a beautiful angle on this little wave.
Uh-huh.
You're coming down. You're 1-2 carve, and then all of a sudden you just, you threw fins out. Just, I mean, like right here next to me. I don't know if you even saw me.
I don't remember exactly.
And I was like, well, the lessons worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a big progression there.
Yeah, just a lot of surfing. Mm-hmm. I think during that time period, I like pretty much quit all sports and everything and literally just would surf every single day, even if it sucked.
Yeah.
With all my friends.
That's pretty cool.
Just got better and better and watched videos of myself.
Yeah.
See what I was doing wrong and then just tried to fix that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. That is so. That I don't know how long ago that was. I mean, it seems like it was just yesterday, but it's probably. I mean, it seemed like just yesterday I saw you in the water first time, and now you're graduating college. So, super cool to have you here to talk about your most memorable wave.
Oh yeah.
And in talking earlier, you're like, which one?
Oh yeah, which one? Now, I feel like your best wave is like, there's like a best air wave, there's a best barrel.
Unless you're an old geezer like me and my airs are accidental.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you just say, oh yeah, you're an old geezer? Is that what?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. So where have you decided on where this wave is going to be?
I think I'm going to go with the air wave, and it was in Charleston, South Carolina.
Wait a minute. Charleston.
Out of all the places, I just
there's had, waves in Charleston.
Yeah, there was the most random swell I remember.
Was it a hurricane or
it was offshore? Like, just I think there was a hurricane offshore. Yeah.
Uh huh.
The waves at Wrightsville were obviously probably twice as big and ten times better.
Yeah.
But I just caught like a random swell. Went with a couple buddies.
Yeah. So didn't you go to school down that way? No.
Yeah. For my freshman year, I was at College of Charleston.
Okay.
But I ended up coming back.
Okay. Yeah. So it was during that time, or is it a separate trip down?
During that time.
Really? So I remember you going off to College of Charleston, and I was thinking, man, he's going to hate that.
It was not much waves
once you get Myrtle Beach. I know that, and all those people that are listening from the Myrtle Beach in South Carolina, I know you're going to be like, yeah, but there's this break. Okay, I understand. But you don't think of South Carolina as a wave producing mecca.
Yeah, not at all. I didn't even really know there was waves down there.
Hmm.
But there's this one break called the Washout, and there's actually like a, it reminded me of Wrightsville a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah.
So I'm not super familiar with Charleston. I know there's a big river that runs through it.
Mm-hmm.
There's that huge bridge,
mm-hmm.
and the Civil War started there, mm-hmm. right? Fort Sumter. So out there, mouth of the river, is this place, the Washout, on the north side or the south side?
It's
of the
on
river.
The south side, I think.
Okay.
And it's all the way down on Folly Beach. You just go down to Folly Beach, go all the way down to the left, and then I guess it's on the north side of Folly Beach, but it's on the south side of the river.
Okay.
And yeah, it's just all the surfers go there.
Wow.
I guess because it's the only spot there's really a good wave. But
yeah. Is there a jetty out that way? Or is it just open river mouth and all the sand deposit?
Honestly, I can't really remember. There's like little mini rock jetties like in between, like separating parts, which is kind of the weirdest part about the wave. But I don't remember there being a big jetty.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So I can't wait to hear this wave. But where in the world have you traveled?
Okay, so in America or the U.S.,
yeah.
I've just basically surfed only in Wrightsville Beach,
uh-huh.
and then I've gone to Outer Banks. But other than that, I went to Nassara at Costa Rica.
Okay.
And I couldn't say I had my best wave there, but it was super fun.
Yeah.
And then I also went to Punta Mita, Mexico.
Huh.
And
is that Pacific, I take it?
Yes, I believe it was a while ago. I can't really remember, to be honest. But
yeah.
It was still a fun wave. It's just different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How so?
So Mexico was surprisingly kind of soft at the spot I went to.
Okay.
But it was like a long, nice reef break.
Mm-hmm.
But then Costa Rica was like, I hit it during a swell. So it was pretty decently big.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was a beach break.
Okay. So explain, we're going to get back to this washout wave
mm-hmm.
in South Carolina of all places.
But
what do you mean? So somebody listening here may be like, a soft wave? Is there like a hard wave? Is there what do you mean by a soft wave?
Yeah. So for a reef break, usually a reef break is pretty aggressive of a wave.
Okay.
Like, you have to stand up really fast. Since it's in shallow water, it breaks really fast,
mm-hmm.
but this wave was very gradual. You don't have to rush into the wave. You're paddling decently slow. It's not hard to get into the wave.
Yeah.
And it's almost, I would consider it like a longboard wave, but you can shortboard it perfectly. And yeah, I would just say it was just a soft, easy, not aggressive wave. That's the best way I could put it.
Yeah, no. So like as the wave breaks, it's not pitching out.
Yeah, you have 10 times
just
longer.
Kind of crumbling
yeah.
off the top and mushing down.
Yeah, exactly.
Did it ever wall up eventually as it got towards its end?
Honestly, not really.
Okay.
It was kind of a slow,
interesting,
just easy wave.
Fun.
Yeah, really fun wave. You could just almost think about everything you were going to do. because it was so slow.
Yeah.
And but you still got enough speed to wherever you could just do turns. Huh. Not an air wave, but not a barrel whip, but just a you could do a million turns. That's awesome.
That sounds fun. Huh. Okay. So let's jump back to that freshman year, College Charleston. The Washout is the name of the break. Is that right?
Yep, that's it.
All right. And did you go there by yourself with some friends?
I went there with two buddies that I met through the surf club my freshman year. So there was Jason and one other kid that I didn't really know very well. His name is Stuart.
Okay. And a lot of other guys, girls, surf scene there is pretty good at Folly Beach?
Yeah, there was a ton of people out. A lot of kids. I didn't see many adults like you would at Wrightsville, but just honestly, mainly just packed with kids of all ages.
Really?
Definitely a lot of local kids, you could tell. And it was weird going out for the first time because no one knew who you were. It felt like a very community,
okay,
just like Wrightsville almost. Yeah. And then there's this random kid out of nowhere.
In. So the local vibe was, they were staring you down.
I guess a little, some of them were because they were just never seen you before. I would do the same thing at Wrightsville when there's a random kid that just pops in.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know. So, I mean, the Wrightsville is a big scene.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you have a good swell, and that little 4 or 5 mile stretch of island is like 3,000 people.
Especially these days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you show up. Is it a residential kind of like Wrightsville, or is it more like a state park where you have to kind of drive parking lots and walk out to? Is it built up? I've never been there.
Yeah, it's weird. So it's like all residential, and then like right when it hits the Washout, there's like, it gets more spaced out with the houses, and then there's like no houses in the certain spot. Cause I think they call it the Washout because I think it wiped out all the houses during a hurricane.
Okay.
Correct. I'm not 100% sure, but
people in comments or whatever,
they can correct me. But yes. Yeah. So you just pull up and then you can park like on the side of the road. You don't have to pay for parking from what I remember. Mm-hmm. And then there's just like little mini boardwalks that you'd go out onto. And if the tide is high, I would hop right off into the water, almost like you're hopping off like a jetty or something.
Yeah.
And paddle right out. And if the tide's low, then you just beach it and go in.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. So this was your first time?
This was my first time surfing there.
At that spot?
Yeah.
All right. And so you got the local crowd.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good swell.
Yeah, it was fun.
So as you walk up, what is it you see out there? What kind of swell condition are you looking at?
Yeah, so we drive up, and I have no idea what I'm going to be looking at. And I see it's very glassy. It doesn't even look that big. It looks around like waist to stomach high. Okay. But just rolling in like perfect waves. Some of them are barreling tiny little tubes, and then the rest of them are mainly just quick lines with sections.
Okay.
And then immediately I was like, oh, yeah, I'm about to have fun.
Yeah. So quick question. I was at the doctor's office the other day. Uh-huh. And the receptionist was like, oh, Kyle, are you going to surf today? And I was like, actually, in a little while I am. And there's this lady sitting over here. And obviously everybody's masked up, so you don't know who's who or whatever. She goes, can I ask you a question? I said, okay, sure. She said, why do surfers run everywhere? I was like, what do you mean? She goes, well, every time I see surfers and they're getting their wetsuit on or they're getting their boards out of their cars, as soon as they get everything ready, they start running to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a runner?
Yes.
I am too. I am too. Absolutely. Why do you run?
I'm either chasing my friend and I don't want to be left behind, or the waves are firing.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like I got to get out there.
Adrenaline rush. You're just ready to get out there and see who else is out there. Because whenever you go to Wrightsville these days, you always see a buddy or someone you know out there.
Yeah.
It's so community-based.
It is. It is. Which you're stepping into Folly Beach or the Washout.
Yeah.
Community.
Yeah, it seems like it.
And so now you're paddling out at the Washout. What do you do? What do you assess, the crowd? Are you like, are you trying to find a little spot to the side or going right into the middle where it's breaking best? Or what did you do?
I actually found my own little spot. I tried to at least and get away from the crowd because I don't want to bug anyone, and I'm new going to their spot. So I just kind of found my own little place.
Yeah.
And yeah, I kind of just chilled in the same spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then you see this wave coming? Or was it a surprise? Or what? Tell us about the setup of this.
Yeah, so this wave, I remember seeing it coming, and it was just a little bit bigger than the average. Like, it was just a set wave, pretty much. And then I remember taking off of it and I was going backside. And before this, this is my most memorable wave because I've never landed a backside air reverse ever before this.
Yeah, me neither, but go ahead.
So then I just remember paddling into this wave, and it's the waves this day were, they were breaking decently fast. So you had to stand up really fast, fast lines, but you get a ton of speed.
All right.
And then I just remember there being like a film crew on the beach for someone out there. There was a kid out there that was really good. He's sponsored by Billabong, I remember. Mm. Whenever there's a film crew, right, you're just trying to like try extra hard.
Or, yeah, hopefully they get a B-roll.
And then I remember just racing down the side of the line.
Hold on. Slow down. Because we want to break this down. All right. You said set wave. So could you explain to maybe someone listening what a set wave is?
Okay.
So, go for it.
Yeah, so I would say a set wave is the wave that everyone's waiting for. And what I mean by that is there's normal waves that are just coming in for the swell, but mm-hmm. then every so often there's that one big, bulky wave that kind of takes everyone out, or like the one guy really far out catches.
Right.
That's just bigger and better than every other wave. And then everyone's like, oh, I wish I had that one. And
yeah.
I call that the set wave.
Yeah, and different swells have different periods, seconds.
Oh yeah.
And then even then there's those cleanup waves, those big waves that guy that you laugh at that's sitting way outside, mm-hmm. that's not catching anything. Mm-hmm. And you may have caught five, but he catches the wave.
Yeah, he catches the one everyone wants.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And this was that particular one perhaps?
Yeah, I would say so.
Were you sitting further out or just saw it coming?
I saw it coming, so I paddled out like an extra 10 or 15 feet.
Uh-huh.
And it just put me in the right place. And then I just
local crowd eyes on you?
Not so much. They were all a little bit down the beach.
Okay.
Probably like, but still 30 feet away, but I just had my own spot.
Yeah.
And I was taking a lot of rights.
Uh-huh.
And they were all on the left-hand side of me, so I didn't really get in their way.
Yeah.
And there was also a jetty. I was surfing right in front of a jetty, so that I couldn't really go left that much.
Mm, okay.
I was trying to maneuver around that.
Mm. Cool. So you get into it.
Yeah.
Quick takeoff.
And then I immediately take like my first pump down the side of the wave. I try to like, my first pump is almost your most important because it like gets you your speed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got that and then just started racing down the line.
Okay. So it's breaking fast. Is it barreling?
No barrel,
but
not for this
wave.
But
it's a steep face
starting to hit the sandbar, getting like faster and faster.
Mm-hmm.
And then down on the far end of the wave, it was such a big wave that it was long, so this piece of the wave is breaking towards me.
Okay.
A white water almost.
Uh-huh.
And it made a perfect section, and then I saw it.
Oh. Don't send it yet.
Okay, I won't send it yet.
What board are you riding?
I'm riding a Roberts MM16. It's my first like decent short board, like high performance board I got.
Okay.
And it's still probably the most favorite board I've ever had.
Didn't you have a Roberts before that?
Yes, but it wasn't as high performance, I would say. It was a little bit thicker and just harder to maneuver.
Okay.
Yeah.
So was this particular board, this one you're riding on this day, was it just one you picked up, or is it a custom shape, or you kind of called in
I customed it through a guy I worked with at Aussie, and it was definitely the best board I've ever had in my life.
Okay.
Yeah, fully custom.
You said was. Is it gone?
I snapped it in half, but then I fixed it. And then this was also in like 11th. I got this board in 11th grade and rode it through freshman year.
Yeah.
So it was beat up. And I got bigger since then and started working out and stuff. So I had to retire it.
Yeah.
I haven't rode it in a long time.
So you custom it when you were younger.
Yeah.
For your weight and height.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you got older, taller, fatter.
Yeah.
I mean, ripped and shredded.
Yeah.
Then it's started, you know.
Yeah,
it sinking
eventually
more
got to the point where I couldn't paddle out without just being out of breath because it was so low in volume. My next board I have right now is even starting to get like that. I'm about to order another board. So
yeah, what are you riding? Another Roberts or?
I'm trying to get an Orion this time.
Okay.
All my buddies are all ordering an Orion. Four of us. So they asked me if I wanted to get one, and I was like, sure.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you want? And I was like, you make it for me.
Okay.
So
you gave them some dimensions or just said?
I gave them my height and my weight because the one who's ordering it, you know, Gabe Morville.
Not ringing a bell.
He he's been riding them. He's really good. He's sponsored by Quicksilver. He's a really good surfer. And then Stone, obviously, you know, Stone, mm-hmm. and they're both like solid surfers.
Yeah.
So, I just trust them to make me like the, probably might be the best board I ever get.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Hope so. And now, like Stone is tall.
Oh yeah. 6'3".
Yeah. And for taller surfers, it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's an advantage for shorter surfers.
Mm-hmm.
But he does well.
Like, oh yeah.
He does really well. First time I think I saw him, I don't know, were you in Puerto Rico? You weren't in Puerto Rico.
I was not.
It was Jarrett and Stone.
Jarrett and Stone.
We met. I bumped into them. I was paddled out at Hobos,
mm-hmm.
and they had just come over from Middles. And I was like, what? And he's like, what? Yeah.
What are the chances?
I know it. I knew they were down there. I didn't know where.
Mm-hmm.
And then saw him. And then I saw Stone, and I was paddling back out, and he took off. And I was like, huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Stone got really good, really fast.
Yeah.
Right when I left Charleston, I would say we were all around the same skill level. And then I came back from Charleston. It's been about a year. I kind of got out of surfing for like around a year
because
I just couldn't surf and I was focused on school. And then I remember going out with him around a year later and he was just 10 times better than he was. And I was like, what in the world, where did this come from? Because he just never stopped and he still hasn't stopped. There's even days where like I won't go out, I'm tired. And he has never lost his drive.
Yeah.
Go out in the freezing cold.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. I need to get him on here.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. So after this, you tell him, dude, you got a wave?
Oh, he definitely has. He probably has a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. So your squad around here obviously wasn't there that day.
Nope.
But you're there, drop in, get that one quick drive down the line, and it starts closing out in front of you.
Yeah, so I can see it closing out in the distance, but it was almost like a crumble.
Okay.
Which makes a nice spot to land because it's so smooth.
Yes.
And at this point, I was like throwing them with all my friends, like, oh, you can't land them. And I was like, all right, one day I will. And then I just remember pumping, getting a ton of speed. And then I just got like the perfect bottom turn and like maneuvered perfectly. And then I just remember launching into the air. And I probably got like a foot above the lip. And then I just remember landing backwards and just spinning around instantly.
Yeah.
It was so soft. It was like a cloud I landed on because the white water.
Yeah.
And then I just remember riding out of it and being like, oh my gosh.
I just landed that.
Yeah. And then the person on the beach that was looking kind of like gave me a little like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. And then I think the other kid out there who was like really good saw it.
Nice.
Like, oh, nice.
Cool.
And, yeah.
Cool. Did you ever find out if they caught that one on video?
Nope. I never did. That'd be awesome.
That would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be. So that was the wave. That's a short one.
It's a short one, but it was so memorable because I remember just growing up and all I wanted to do was airs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like my first really good one. Mm-hmm. So I was like set for the next like 2 weeks. I was like so pumped on it.
Yeah.
Right when I got in, I texted like all my friends. I was like, I just landed my first backside reverse.
Yeah.
And I was just psyched about it for so long.
Yeah. But the cool thing is you can replay that.
Oh yeah.
You know, in your mind. And have you been able to replicate it? Do it again?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've replicated it a few times.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah. Here at Reisel?
Yeah, I actually just did one in the fall while my friend Trevor was, it was that big swell, kind of hurricane, windy, and then we both shared a wave. We were looking at each other. He was coming at me. I was coming at him, and then I just kind of launched one, and the wind just took my whole body and board, and I landed one, like, right in his face.
No way.
And then I, like, smacked hands with him, clapped hands. And we were just like laughing and then took it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Exclamation point that wave.
That was a funny
with
one.
The high five.
Yeah.
That's great. So, I mean, this sounds like a fun wave.
Mm-hmm.
And was the whole session those short, quick, punchy kind of waves, or this was just that setup?
No, the whole time was just perfect sections the entire time. It was like the perfect day for airs.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't too big either, where you could practice doing whatever you wanted. And yeah, that session definitely helped me a lot because then I started getting like muscle memory of like feeling it out.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like all staying over your board, I feel like, is the one thing for airs, and like rotating your shoulders seems to be the trick.
Yeah. Do you find a frontside air easier or harder than a backside?
For some reason, I find it so much harder. Like, I've only landed one, I think, frontside or reverse ever. Hmm. But backside, I've landed a bunch.
Hmm.
And it's so weird to me because all my, like, Stone can just chuck frontside or reverses yeah. all the time. But backside, he, like, never does.
Huh.
And it's so weird to me.
Yeah. 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 See, that, you know, growing up, for me, it wasn't huge. Air game wasn't yeah. the big thing. You know, it was the floater, the cutbacks, uh-huh. you know, the rail game,
uh-huh.
the barrel, you know, stop laughing at me. But, you know, now I'll see that section and I'll be like, But every time I try to hit it, it's usually, I don't know, I'm probably not staying over the board. I'm uh-huh. probably staying under the board and just going this way rather than somehow, I don't know. I have to get you to coach me on it.
Yeah, speaking of Joe Pickett, I remember that one day being out there, and whenever the wave would come, the section, I was so little, I would just launch myself and just, like, kind of do a dive or whatever.
Right.
And then when I paddled in, she's like, you know, one day you need to use that momentum to, like, try to do an air and just keep your board with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, shoot, really? And she was like, yeah, like, you got a ton of speed. All you got to do is just start learning to throw them. And then I remember Owen Moss being right out there,
mm-hmm.
and he did the same thing, but he's really good.
Yeah.
And he, like, threw a perfect little air. And she's like that. Like, one day you'll be able to do that. And then I always remembered that one moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. So in all this, you know, surfing growth and experience, what's the worst wipeout you've ever had?
Yeah, this is...
Because, I mean, when you're trying tricks, when you're searching for that barrel, when you're... I mean, you're putting yourself in some precarious situations.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the biggest pounding so far?
The worst wipeout I've ever had was in Outer Banks. I was staying down there one weekend. I don't really go down there that much, but it was like a really big day. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised this wasn't my best wave because I got like a barrel there that was like just perfect.
Yeah.
But I remember dropping in on this giant wave, and then it was a left, so I'm goofy and I'm going straight.
Right.
And then I immediately like tuck into it, and I'm just in like... The waves at Outer Banks are like thick.
Yeah.
So when you're in a barrel and you get wiped out, you get absolutely just ragdolled.
My worst, if I ever interview myself on this show, my best wave is in Rodanthe, and my worst pounding is in Nag's Head.
Yep.
Oh,
I believe it.
Yeah.
Thick barrels, and you just get just. And I wasn't used to wiping out by a big wave like that before.
Yeah.
And it was in shallow water, and I just remember falling. And then the momentum of the wave picked me up, slammed me against the sand, and I got the air knocked out of me.
Uh-huh.
So then I got spun around so much that I didn't know which way was up.
Yep.
And I think my leash may have gotten ripped off me as well. So I didn't know what to do, and I started panicking, and I was just freaking out, and I finally found the surface. And I swear, like, if I was under for, like, a few more seconds, I would have drowned.
Yeah.
And I came up, and then another wave, right when I got up, another big wave came on my head.
Dude, were you surfing the same day that I was surfing that, and I got worked like that? But you were probably not even born when that.
Yeah, I got just wrecked.
Yeah.
But I would have gotten a good clip because there was a guy filming that came with us.
Yeah.
And he never got the waves.
But that's a bummer. I remember
pretty much almost drowning. Like the whole rest of the day, I was like so happy to be alive. Like I was looking at like a tree and I was like, wow. Life's so great because I swear I would have gotten just drowned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, been there. Breath knocked out of me, tumbled, not knowing which way's up. The leash didn't break on me, but when I finally came up, same thing.
Yeah.
Wave on top of me again.
Yeah,
come up spitting
part.
And just, yeah, I sat on the beach for a minute just kind of like, what just happened?
Yeah, I was out of breath. I like was coughing up. Some water. It was awful.
But, you know, those moments like that, you learn a respect.
Yes, so much.
Yeah. And it's not that – it's a respect that helps you improve, not fear it more. Like paddling out, you know – maybe this is that point here in the episode where you're like, Cameron, if you could give advice to a surfer who's – maybe not a beginner, but an intermediate, just wanting to take it to the next level. What advice would you give that person?
If they were shortboarding, I think the only piece of advice to really, truly get better is to just surf as much as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. And then also video. I think that's the two pieces that will make you a better surfer. Is if you look at yourself and you're surfing, sometimes you'll be upset because you're like, oh my gosh, why do I look like that? And but other times you'll be like, whoa, like I like that. And then you just have to tweak what you shouldn't be doing wrong. Mm-hmm. And usually you can tell what you're doing wrong, or someone better than you can point out what you're doing wrong.
Yeah, I was just going to say, having someone a little better than you to say, hey, stop standing like a ginormous bug, you know, like.
Yeah, exactly. You know. Or your bot, they'll say, hey, you should be bottom turning here, you should be looking here, doing whatever. And definitely video and just surfing a lot.
Yeah.
Having someone better than you. So yeah, you shouldn't be doing that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. No, that's good advice. I like to, you know, look at different surf camps worldwide that have tutorials online.
Mm-hmm.
And those are helpful. Just those little tweaks that you might pick up and like, oh.
Yep. I remember looking at videos when I was really just getting into surfing.
Yeah.
For like everything. Just even when I remember I just started how to duck dive, how to do this, how to do that. And it helped like crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Man, it's been good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for the conversation.
Yeah. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Now awesome. that was good. I hope that's an encouragement to some, and you know, and we've been able to help somebody take that next step in the water. Cameron, where did surfing begin?
With me?
No.
Or in general?
Ever.
I don't know if we even know that. It could have been like, people could have been surfing before we even recorded it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, they talk about Hawaiian islands, Polynesian islands, and the sport of kings and different things like that.
Yeah.
But if you go back to, I'd say first century, there's a recording, not obviously audio, but there's a written record that is potential surfing. It's in the Bible.
In the Bible? Where at?
Acts 27, verse 44. Paul was in a shipwreck, and the text says that the ship was broken up. It was on a reef or whatever, on a sandbar, and it was broken up by the waves. And it said that all the passengers and the sailors and everybody made it to shore safely. It said some on pieces of the ship, and it says others on boards.
Boards as in?
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was there.
Yeah.
And you know the
first
when they
wave
got
ever recorded.
But you know, there was like over 200 people on that ship, according to the Bible's record. You know, a couple of those guys were like, hey, you want to go back out?
Oh, for sure. I bet you a couple of them rode in a wave.
Absolutely.
Trying to stand up just to do it.
Yeah.
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 That's just my theory.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's a good theory.
It works. Well, Cameron Veeman, thank you very much, man.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Peace out, y'all.
Peace.